It's time for To The Max Sports, where we talk about sports. They're just two guys, Max and Drew, in a bar talking all things sports. Well, without the bar. And the beer. Wait, why aren't we in the bar?
Hello, 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 and welcome to The Max Sports. You all know what time it is. It's time for To The Max Sports, coming to you from just a cannonball shot away from the world-famous Alamo in downtown San Antonio. We brought back our NFL insider guru, Carlos. Carlos, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Clean-shaven Carlos.
Yeah, man. Went to clean up the look a little bit.
Just had to interview for a job or something.
Yeah, a couple of them at least.
There you go. Well, we had promised last week that we were going to go through the divisions and pick a team that was going to win that division and, of course, then culminate that with our Super Bowl pick. So hang around to the very end if you want. We'll tell you our Super Bowl picks. Want to make some money this year, please follow us. I did very, very well last year, Bob.
So I got into it.
On my picks of the week.
Well, yeah. I mean, you cherry picked. You cherry picked your picks of the week. No,
that's what
a gambler, a true prognosticator picks all the games.
A guy who wants to lose a lot of money picks all the games.
I don't know.
A guy who wants to make money picks one or two and rides with them.
I don't know.
Am I right, Carlos?
I have to agree with that. Yeah.
Keep definitely. This kid around.
Okay.
Okay, so let's
start on. I'm looking at his shirt, though, and I don't think he has Hawaii spelled right. I mean, I'm missing the apostrophe. Oh, is that apostrophe between the two I's? Okay, there we go.
Yeah, we got it.
I didn't realize that, not to regress, but my girlfriend went to Hawaii, and I came back. I've been saying it wrong. It's Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Hawaii. Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Hawaii.
Kind of like Australia without the first A?
Something like that.
Okay.
Well, let's get to what the people want, Bob.
Yes.
What, or don't want.
What do they want? What do they really, really want? Don't they want a ziggy, ziggy, ziggy? Want a ziggy, ziggy, ah?
Let's go, Bob, with the AFC East.
So the AFC East, we have the Bills, we have the Dolphins, we have the Patriots, we have the Jets.
This is Bills, Patriots, division. New England Jets. Go ahead and take that division. Sign down for us.
Shit division.
So, last year I said that was the toughest division in football, obviously.
God, you were wrong.
Well, we can eliminate New England right off the bat.
Yeah, you can eliminate the Jets because the Jets are the Jets.
I think Buffalo may have regressed a little bit, although sometimes you take away that superstar receiver and then you get two or three other guys to step up. But, you know, Buffalo just can't seem to get over the hump. They're capable of winning the division. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So you're telling me who's not going to win the division?
I got to go with Miami.
2-0? We're going to go up full 2-0.
Yeah. No one can dispute that their offense sputtered a little bit towards the end of the season. But when that offense is clicking, I mean, look out. It's
fun to watch.
It's arguably the best offense in football.
The problem with me for the Dolphins, and it's not so much what happens in their regular season, and that's a little bit of it. It's how do they set themselves up for the playoffs?
Yeah.
Because I don't trust the Dolphins and probably have never trusted the Dolphins on the road in cold weather in the playoffs. Yeah. And when you have a quarterback like Tua and has such a high-octane offense, what do you do when you're playing in a blizzard in Buffalo? You fold up like a bad candy.
Well, you are talking playoffs. We're talking division winners.
I know.
But I get it. They still have to go up to Buffalo.
That's going to be the tough one.
Up to New England. Anyway, Carlos, I'm rolling with Dolphins.
I agree with you, too. The Dolphins, I think they're just, on paper right now, you just look at them and they have everything. They have the quarterback. They have the offense. They have the play caller. You know, they have the defense, that's kind of coming together. And really what fell apart for the Dolphins, I think, was just that front seven for the Dolphins late in the year. If you watch the HBO Hard Knocks on them, it was just they were losing pass rushers left and right. They lost Bradley Chubb. to season-ending injury. Jalen Phillips, Andrew Van Winkle. They were pretty much signing guys off the couch to just rush the edge, rush the quarterback and stuff like that. So I think this year they kind of revamped that front seven. They brought in Anthony Weaver, who was the linebackers coach from the Baltimore Ravens. I think he's going to be a really good signing for them. And they brought in some really, I think, key veterans, especially in the back end. They, you know, we talked about cold weather. Well, they brought in Jordan Poyer, who spent the last 8 years in Buffalo, you know, more than just a really good player. I think he brings, like, you know, the veteran leadership that maybe they were kind of lacking, you know. I think he's going to be a big glue guy in the back end of that defense. Javon Holland's going to be a guy to watch this year. I believe it's going to be his third year out of Oregon. He's second round pick, really talented player in the back end. They still have Jalen Ramsey. If they can get, you know, I think for them, just in the beginning of the year, I wrote down that they have a really tough, they have a really easy schedule in the beginning. So I'm relying on that. You know, they'll buy them some time, get them back some guys that were not healthy last year, healthy this year. The only thing is that that schedule towards the end of the season is going to get really tough here. They're going to have a lot of matchups.
Yeah, I mean, their toughest matchup in that first 5 weeks is Bills. That's the second week of the season.
Yeah.
But it's the second week of the season in Miami.
Yeah.
And they'll replay the Bills on the 3rd of November in Buffalo, which should be okay.
Yeah.
So, they end the season probably playing on the road against a team that will probably not have Aaron Rodgers at the quarterback because something's going to happen to Aaron.
Yeah. I think the Jets will kind of fall in second in that spot. Like you said, I think the Bills take a big step back. I mean, you talk about a team that's lost so much on defense. Tre'Davious White, Jordan Porter, Matt Milano's in and out of the lineup right now. They also lost Micah Hyde. On the defensive line, they lost a lot of key edge rushers. You know, Buffalo's kind of been known for having that depth. You know, they have really good players, and then they have depth. Now the backup guys become the starters, and we don't really know exactly what we're going to get out of them. They don't have a lot of depth. And I think the offense is just going to have some good weeks, some bad weeks. I have a hard time seeing them be really consistent. Yeah.
I mean, I agree. I think it's a flip-flop at the top. I'm going to concur with the Dolphins, but I'm not going to say that the Bills are going to drop behind the Jets. Just because Jets are going to jet.
Well, it's easy to say that, but it just, you know, I know the one thing I do know about Aaron Rodgers, this man is a man of ego. Like, he knows that everybody's been talking about him all year, about how he tore his Achilles on the first play of the game. You know, they have the Monday night game. I think he's going to try to prove people that he could still play at a high level.
Yeah,
we've seen quarterbacks play at a high level at a very old age.
Say what you will, Bob, Carlos. I would take that Jets defense last year over bar none any other defense in the NFL.
Have they signed Hassan Reddick yet?
We were just going to give Joe Douglas some flowers on a great offseason, and then he goes, and he might have fumbled this one, actually.
Isn't he wanting out?
So they traded for Hassan Reddick with the Eagles, but, you know, there was supposed to be some contract negotiation. There hasn't been a contract negotiation, so Hassan Reddick has already requested a trade after being traded this past offseason. Yep. So
Jets are going to jet.
Jetson, you know, that's jetting right there.
Jets are going to jet.
Hassan aside, I mean, the defense is still pretty still doggone really
stout. Yeah. Okay.
That's going to come down to Rodgers. So Miami.
Yeah.
Pop up our next purview here. What we got?
Which one are
we
going to do?
Let's do the toughest division in football.
AFC South?
Got it. No.
Whoa.
Got to agree with you, Bob. The North. To agree with you. Any one of these teams, if you said they could have a chance in the Super Bowl, I'd probably say, you know what?
Yeah.
Probably least likely Steelers, but all the other three could definitely be in the Super Bowl.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Baltimore, yeah. Let's talk about some of the...
Baltimore,
Flowers has a year under his belt.
Yeah, it's hard, you know, because I kind of really went back and forth, and then another team jumped into the mix when I was trying to decide who I like the most out of the North here. The Ravens, I think offensively, you know, they're bringing back Lamar. Obviously, another year under Todd Monken. He's a really good offensive coordinator coming over from Georgia. They love to run the ball, and then they went out and made a big signing in Derrick Henry. We'll see what kind of impact that makes. I think if the Ravens can really get to the playoffs again, I think Derrick Henry is going to be the difference maker in the playoffs. Obviously, the wear and tear is going to be an issue. I still have a couple of questions for the Ravens on offense. You know, they've essentially reshuffled their offensive line. They're going to have a couple of new starters on this offensive line. They lost Kevin Zeiler to free agency. They traded Morgan Moses. They lost John Simpson. So there's going to be some issue as far as, you know, the offensive line. But I think the biggest question for the Ravens will actually be on defense. Now they lost Mike McDaniel, the defensive coordinator from them, the last couple of years been really good on defense, but now the new defensive coordinator is going to be Zachary Orr. This is a guy who was in the league just a couple of years ago, been on the coaching staff for the Ravens. You know, the Ravens not only lost Mike McDaniel, but they lost Anthony Weaver, who we talked about right now, to the Miami Dolphins. They also lost defensive backs coach Denard Wilson. He's now with the Tennessee Titans.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of coaching staff is gone. They've lost a lot of key players. You know, the Ravens have done a really good job in kind of reloading, but I'm having an issue with the defensive coordinator. We saw the Eagles, how well they played. You know, they went 10-1 last year. The defense just fell apart. A lot of different defensive coordinators coming in and out. So that's the one thing I do worry about, but you know, they'll still be, I think they're still going to be in the mix. They're just not my team.
As long as you got Lamar in the mix, they're going to be competitive.
Yeah. I mean, and the Bengals, I mean, the question is going to be the availability, and does Burrow get snake bit again? And then what's Cleveland doing on the offensive side of the ball? I mean, they arguably may have, if not the top, one of the top three or four defenses in the NFL. But defenses don't win games in the regular season. Let's be honest about that.
Yeah, to an extent, Cleveland's got the question mark, obviously, with Watson. Will the real Deshaun Watson please stand up,
man? Yeah, exactly.
And we'll see. You know, he just hasn't. Well, I've said for years, if you want, Cleveland's where quarterbacks go to die.
Yeah.
They're in the Jets. But
and the Bears.
And the Bears. But really, Cleveland's really bad. Yeah. They've got the defense. They've got the weapons.
Yeah.
Can they put it all together? I'm going to say that there probably may not be a team in that division that has a losing record. Yeah. The Bengals have a significantly easier schedule than they had last year. They had one of the top hardest schedules in the NFL last year. Yeah. They didn't have one. I think every team they played had a winning record.
Yeah.
500 or above.
This is a team that finished, I believe, 7-11 without Joe.
No, they finished 8-8.
No, they finished 9-8.
They finished 9-8. My apologies.
But yeah, the whole division finished above 500.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll have Burrows back.
Yeah.
Jermaine Burton has proven to be the real deal.
Yeah. Also another kid, you know, we talked about him last week. Andre Yoshis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, they got the talent. I am a Bengals homer, but on paper, of course, all this is health dependent. To me, they look like the team to beat in that very, very tough division.
I'm not going to bet against the Ravens. I mean, I could definitely see three teams in this division making the playoffs, and then let's see what happens in the playoffs. But as to the regular season winner, I'm going to say it's going to be the Ravens.
Yeah. I'm actually taking the Bengals here. I think this is the Joe Burrow comeback season. I think a lot have been talked about what else can Joe Burrow really do. Was he just a one-hit wonder, you know, when he went that one year to the Super Bowl? I think right now he's going to try to cement himself. I know this is the one guy who has beaten Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. So I think this is a big season for him. I think a lot of guys are looking to get paid out there in Cincinnati as well. Jamar Chase looking for a contract. T. Higgins is also really, really ready to kind of ball out still. He's in camp, which is good.
We picked up Geno Stone from Baltimore.
Yeah, you picked up a lot of, you know, key players.
Lou Anarumo is always going to put together a solid
He's such a really deal. Underrated coach. I think he's got a lot of young players, but I think, you know, these guys are now in their second, third year. This could be a really fun defense to watch. And then for the Browns, I mean, I feel like they're a coin flip. They're, you know, Deshaun Watson's either going to take off and we're going to see the Deshaun Watson that we saw, you know, 4 years ago when he was in Houston battling it out with Patrick Mahomes, or we're just going to see a guy who got what he wanted and now he's done. He's ready to retire at any moment. He has enough money to do that. You know, last chance you for Deshaun Watson feeling.
But,
yeah.
But he doesn't have to be, you know, Patrick Mahomes, or doesn't have to be who he was years ago when he was, you know, that bright shining light. He just needs to be serviceable.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. You know, but at the same time, you got to look at what Joe Flacco did last year with, you know, at the helm. He was still able to get this team into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, exactly.
If Deshaun Watson just fails, you know, I think it's going to be either. And I think the real key will actually be the offensive coordinator, Ken Dorsey, who was with Buffalo last year before he got fired midseason. I think if anything's going to change for the Cleveland Browns, it's going to be Ken Dorsey, and this is going to be an offense that they just decide no more pound and ground. We're just going to air it out all over the place. And I think that's where the biggest difference for Cleveland is going to be, that they're going to air it out, be super successful on offense, because we don't know what's going to happen with Nick Chubb right now. He might not be healthy. That run game has been great for so many years, but I think they need somebody to take the pressure off that run game now.
Okay, so we got two Bengals, one Raven.
Two Bengals and a Raven.
Yep. Okay.
Moving right
so,
on.
Do we really need to talk about the AFC South? Can we all just say Texans and move on?
Whoa. Is it that clear cut dry?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
I believe so.
I just think that...
My only question is what... Improve. I mean...
Let's get into it.
not so much Titans, but I'm really interested to see Richardson.
Yes.
And see what happens there. But all that to be said, it's the Texans, and let's move on.
Yeah, I think, like you said, Anthony Richardson, I think the injury was actually a blessing in disguise. I think there's so much value in your rookie quarterback sitting his first year. And I think we could see, you know, I think the Indianapolis Colts have a chance right now to be the Houston Texans of last year. You know, essentially a rookie quarterback, rookie head coach, a really good defense that's put together. There is some question about the secondary, but I think, you know, they'll be able to figure it out. Defensive coordinator Gus Bradley's pretty good. And then the offense is going to be a really good offensive line. Jonathan Taylor coming back. He's now a full year with the team. You know, they have some weapons on the outside. Pittman, Josh Downs, you know, Adonai Mitchell, the rookie second-round pick out of Texas. You know, there's still a lot of interesting pieces there, and I think they're one of those teams that could surprise some people and sneak into the playoffs.
Yeah, and Tennessee Titans move on.
Titans.
London Jaguars, who cares? Yeah,
I think the Titans will be picking at least top three.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say.
Okay.
Yeah, Houston's just...
So Houston.
Yeah.
AFC West.
Ooh, this one's a tough one, isn't
really?
It?
Really?
Yeah, you know?
I mean, it's between two, and if you're picking somebody... I think it's between two. I mean, I don't see the Raiders or the Broncos competing for anything.
Yeah.
So it's what does Harbaugh do? And
does your screen roll up? It came up, but it cuts off. Does it show the West? All the teams?
No. It for you it cuts it off.
Yeah, cool.
Do you need a refresher on who's in the West?
No.
Okay.
Well, I think it's going to be, I think the AFC West will be at least fun to watch. I feel like nostalgic when I talk about the Denver Broncos, it's taking me back to like Tim Tebow era. We have, you know, Bo Nix. These guys are like so similar, such a similar situation for the both of these guys.
Bo Nix has more of a classic thrower.
Let's give Bo Nix some flowers. He had a great preseason game, but it's really just the idea of the circus, you know, the Tim Tebow circus, the Bo Nix circus right now with Sean Payton. Yeah, he looks like Drew Brees out there. Oh, let's just like back it up a little bit.
Yeah. No, it's what does Harbaugh do in LA with the Chargers? Does he catch lightning in a bottle again and turn that franchise around as quickly as he did the 49ers?
Harbaugh's going to ground and pound.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got a quarterback that likes to. It's going to be interesting how Harbaugh is going to mix this cake together to make it work.
And the division kind of like shat to bed last year, and the Chiefs just kind of like walked and waltzed into the playoffs.
Yeah.
As they seem to always do.
Well, that's the thing is, I mean, if you're a Chief, how much, and I don't like to ascribe this to a professional, but how much importance are you really placing in the regular season when all you really got to do is just win and get into the playoffs and then play?
That's kind of been their modus operandi.
So,
you know, they start off fairly decent. They kind of have a mid-season swoon.
So I could see this where the Chargers win the division, the Chiefs make it in as a wild card, and then run the table.
That's a bold statement.
Don't see that happening.
Are we writing it down? Is that what
so? Okay, so are we picking Chiefs? Chiefs?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm Chiefs.
I'm going Chiefs.
I have to win the Super Bowl because no team's ever had a three-peat Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Go Big Blue and F the NCAA and their show cause order. I'm going Chargers.
He's a horrible.
Yeah, I guess the argument for the Chargers is really, you know, Jim Harbaugh is going to get a team that they're going to go out there every Sunday. Doesn't matter who they're playing against, and they're going to line up and they're going to go hit somebody. They're going to play hard. They're going to play smart. You know, Jim Harbaugh, we'll see what he has, these tricks up his sleeve. You know, great offensive line, great quarterback there, Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert's going to be really fun to watch this year.
And Harbaugh is probably thankful that he didn't get to choose his quarterback in the draft because McCarthy is out.
You know, if O'Connell has a decent year, the Raiders actually have some weapons and a decent defense when they're ready to play. It's really going to come back to the quarterback play. The Raiders could actually surprise.
Yeah, the Raiders could be a sneaky team, but I think there's still a lot of question. And I obviously think the biggest one is going to be at the quarterback position. You know, Gardner Minshew, he's a guy who's capable to help you win games. I just don't think they have the future there. I think this is still a work in progress for the Raiders.
Let's think O'Connell will get the nod?
Yeah, I think so. I think he deserves to get the nod. I mean, this is a guy who led a team through some turmoil, you know, last year. You know, this franchise really, since moving to Vegas, has been in some turmoil. So I just think they need to have a good season where nothing bad happens in Vegas.
I mean, just a serviceable season.
Yeah.
Stay off the police blotter.
Okay, so do we want to pick who we think comes out of the AFC right now?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, let's do it.
Our Super Bowl. Want me to go first?
Sure.
Houston Texans, baby.
Whoa, Houston.
Okay, you're on some drugs. The UA will be downstairs on the second floor.
Yeah.
My boy Stroud, former Buckeye, second season. They're loaded, baby.
Not the soft. Yeah.
I'm going against Joey B, but they'll have an epic playoff battle.
No sophomore slump for Stroud?
No.
Okay.
It's a real deal. And he's got more weapons now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Reloaded weapons.
Yeah, I'm actually, believe it or not, I can't believe I'm actually saying this, but I'm going with the Miami Dolphins. I think I'm locked in on the Dolphins. I don't know why. Every time, if they can stay healthy, I don't see why they don't run the AFC this year. I just think Mike McDaniels, Tyreek Hill, you know.
You think that defense can hold up for an 18-game season?
Yeah, the thing is for the defense is, like I said, they have that easy schedule, and then once towards the end of the season, it's going to get tougher. So it's going to be a playoff mode from somewhere up along this season all the way through. I think that's going to be the mindset going through. And
as long as the Super Bowl is not in New York this year.
Yeah, right. They need to have some home field advantage, and I think they will have some home field advantage, and I think that's going to play to their advantage.
Was it in a couple years ago, the Super Bowl in New York?
Yeah, somebody made a bad decision.
That was really bad.
I mean,
they got lucky with the weather.
Yeah.
Very lucky.
Honestly, I wish we had a neutral site that could host a Super Bowl and just hold it there every year.
It's actually not a bad idea. Whoa. Maybe in Hawaii.
But you don't have a stadium that's big enough. I mean, you could conceivably play in Dallas because the Cowboys aren't going to make the Super Bowl ever again. So we could do that for five years.
I'm out. I can't handle it.
Well, we haven't gone over that yet.
That'd be a great place to hold it, you know.
Okay, moving right along.
I'm going to say Lamar and the Ravens finally kick the curse to the curbside and get back to the Super Bowl.
Okay, so before we move along, in the AFC East, me and Carlos have Miami, and Bob has Miami. Yeah. In the North, we've got two Cincy's, Bob.
Bengal, and I got the Ravens.
Drew and Carlos. Bob's got the Ravens. AFC South, we're all in on the Texans.
Yeah.
And then the AFC West, somebody picked the Chargers because Jim Harbaugh is the coach. And me and Carlos have the Chiefs. Super Bowl, three different ones coming out. I've got the Texans. Carlos has the Dolphins, and Bob has the Ravens.
Okay. Let's move over to the NFC.
All right.
Okay. Want to start at the top of this graphic? NFC North, who I actually got into an argument that the NFC North is a better division than the AFC North. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What?
The whole part of the argument was the NFC North performed better than the AFC North in the playoffs last year.
Okay.
I mean, well, whatever. Okay. NFC North.
Yeah.
Let's just go.
Lions. Give me Dan Campbell.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all in on Lions.
Dan Campbell makes me want to put on shoulder pads and just.
Yeah, I mean, everybody loves Dan.
Yeah, you know, Packers are going to be really fun to watch. I still think they're like a really young team. You know, I don't think Jordan Love is going to be able to carry them that far. Chicago will be interesting to watch. You know, yeah, I think we're going to get some good games from Caleb, some not so good games from Caleb.
Yeah.
I mean, still think they're.
I was quite interested when I looked at the line in Vegas. The Vegas has the Bears at an over under at 8.5.
Yeah.
I'd go under on.
I would go under.
Yeah, I don't have them winning.
I mean, I could quite frankly, I have them probably two, maybe three games under 500.
I think just because their offense, sans quarterback, who we don't know how he's going to perform, but their wide receivers are just.
Yeah,
they got a triumvirate of wide receivers right now.
Yeah, they got on paper, they look great.
And they picked up some good defense. They picked up Sweat from Washington last year.
But my same argument for the Jets, I'm going to use for the Bears. Bears going to bear.
Yeah.
So let's just leave the Bears. Vikings, I don't even care. And yeah, I saw the crawl McCarthy with a meniscus injury.
Yeah, the blessing in disguise and the injury. I that's what I feel. I think that's going to be good for the Vikings long term. I think Vikings will probably end up being one of the, not the worst teams in the NFL, but I definitely think they'll be picking in the top five.
That sounds good. Okay.
Yeah. So are you going Detroit?
Yeah, Detroit.
Or Bob taking Green Bay?
I kind of want to show some love to Love, but I think Detroit's a more complete team. I think Packers make it to the playoffs, and then we'll see what they can do.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the NFC least.
Yep.
The division that has never had, or not never, but for like the last 20 gajillion years, hasn't had a repeat division. And let's just review who won the division last year. The Cowboys did. So we obviously have to pick one of three teams to win this division.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to be the Cowboys again.
Well, the Eagles have made some weird changes, you know, good or bad. Kellen Moore's running the show, which
can't wait.
I think that's a you like that.
I love Kellen Moore.
Why does everyone love this guy? He can't hold a job. I don't
know
if it's
because he's a Cowboy, you know, and he coached the Cowboys. So I'm like,
I don't know. I think dude's way overrated.
It's the Eagles.
It's definitely the Eagles.
It's the Eagles. I mean, I'm excited by what the Commanders have going on, but this is not the year for them.
No.
They got another year or two before, but I'm excited what's happening in Washington.
Yeah, I think good things are finally coming in Washington. You know, they haven't had any types of success since RG3 was there, but I like where the Commanders are headed to.
The Giants, who cares?
I'm going a different direction.
Who are you saying?
Will you be my neighbor? Malik Nabor and the Giants. He has a monster rookie year.
Oh my God, you're insane.
Giants win that division.
Okay, there's a blood test on the third floor because we may not get all the drugs you're on in the piss test.
Wow. I mean, I like it. You know, make the case for the Giants winning the NFC East. They're going to beat the super team Eagles. They're going to go up to Dallas.
Because the rest of the teams regress to the mean and they're all like 9-8 and the Giants just kind of like pop out.
Yeah.
Whoever wins that division is going to backdoor into it, and it could be a losing record that wins that division.
I don't think it's going to be that bad because, I expect the Eagles to win 11-ish.
They just have probably, too much talent.
And the Cowboys, quite frankly, will probably win 10 or 11 as well.
I actually had the Cowboys at about, I think I had them winning like 7 games, 8 games. I see a big regression for the Cowboys coming. My biggest thing is there's already so many distractions heading into the season. Are they going to pay Dak? You know, they're already talking about where Dak's going to play next year. I think the Cowboys have a really tough schedule to begin with. And if it, you know, goes really bad, they go 0-5, 0-6 or something, or they're, you know, kind of in that, that bottom tier. I think Mike McCarthy gets the axe.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think I don't think he finishes the season.
Really?
No,
if they go 1-3, 1-4, they're going to... He's out the
door. There's so much pressure in Dallas right now. Like, there's so much tension. I feel like the one thing that goes wrong, like, if Dak misses four games a week, oh, man, it's going to be really ugly in Dallas, I think.
I mean, the thing is, for all the other problems with Jerry Jones, is Jerry Jones is generally a pretty loyal dude. Kind of, I mean, a lot like the Rooneys up in Steeler land. Yeah. So I don't see him firing a head coach in the middle of the season.
I just see the fan base being at wit's
end. Jones doesn't care.
Yeah, we are tired of seeing the top five offenses in the NFL. We're just tired of it. Yeah. We're 1-3 in the playoffs with Dak and Mike McCarthy. The 12-win seasons are great. They make money, but I think at the end of the day, the fans are starting to realize that it's not all.
Carlos, can I give you some more bad news?
Oh man,
the Cowboys won't have a top five offense this year.
Oh yeah, I think I see a regression coming. I mean, in this offense, it's essentially Dak and CeeDee Lamb, maybe Jake Ferguson.
A disgruntled CeeDee Lamb at that.
Yeah, the defense is a whole other thing too that I feel like people
can't stop the run.
Yeah, we relied so much on that defense last year, and it's not the same defense as last year. We have a new defensive coordinator. Gone.
And my further proof point of why Jerry doesn't care what the fans say.
Why are you holding
a knife? I don't know, because it's
for those of you who can't see, Bob's waving a knife at us.
I'm not brandishing a knife at you. It's just, it's a nervous habit.
Yeah, I'm nervous too.
Just recently we talked, whether it was last week, that the Cowboys $9 billion, guess what? Reevaluated $10.32 billion. 10.32 billion reasons why Jerry Jones doesn't care about you fans.
Yeah, I agree.
Moving okay. Right along. Yeah.
So we have Eagles, wasted pick.
Giants.
It's like voting for RFK. Okay, moving to the NFC South, I really don't care.
Why does nobody care about the NFC South, man? It's just... It's hard to watch, yes, but...
I mean, the only reason one of these teams makes the playoffs is the rules require a division winner to make the playoffs. That's the only reason why one of these teams makes it.
I think we can all agree, despite their weird first-round draft pick, the Falcons look like they've made some positive moves in the right direction. They got... They definitely have the offensive pieces. They got rid of their coach, which they should have done mid-season last year. Tampa really came on strong at the end. Yeah. If Baker has the kind of year that he had last year, I got to roll with Tampa again with Atlanta nipping at their heels.
Yeah.
Can Cousins stay healthy?
Yeah. It's
that's question mark.
I just, the NFC South is just so, interesting because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I think they're going to be better this year. I think Atlanta's going to be better. The Saints are going to be kind of,
Saints.
In no man's land. I do think they're going to be, one of the lower half of the NFL.
And the Panthers will be on the board for the first
round. Yeah, the Panthers can't be any worse than they were last year. So by default, this division's a lot better, I'm kind of rolling with Atlanta here. I think Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, the Panthers sucked wind, didn't get an overall first pick, and are still going to suck.
We need a couple of years for Carolina,
So, Buccaneers, Falcons.
Staying the Falcons.
I'm going to go with TB2, Tampa Bay.
Okay. So, last division, NFC West. I mean, I know who I'm going to pick. You talk amongst yourselves.
This is going to be interesting. I think the Seahawks could be a little interesting. I do think there's going to be a little bit of a regression this year.
Yeah, they've gone through a lot of turnover right now. Is Geno hurt?
Yeah, Geno's still the starting quarterback, but, they have a new offensive coordinator. Ryan Grubbs comes over from the University of Washington, where they're kind of doing the air raid offense over there. So I think, there's going to be a whole different change in style of this team. Mike McDonald, now the head coach as well. So the defense is going through change. Offense is going through change. And I think Geno's kind of in the middle. Really don't know what we're going to get out of Geno. I think he ends up at some point getting benched for Sam Howell, who they brought over from the Washington Commanders. And let's not forget, you know, Sam Howell was set up for failure in Washington. And I think this year with some talent, a better offensive line, hands down, I think he could end up being the starter somewhere in the season. And I think he could be kind of like, you know,
I mean, he can put
the second coming of Geno Smith, essentially.
Yeah, and Howell can put up numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
I
got to go to San Francisco, obviously.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing about the Rams, too, is I just, you know, I think life without Aaron Donald's going to be a lot more difficult for them on defense. Very young defense as well. They lost a lot of the coaching staff. Now they're in Atlanta. So,
yeah,
I think that the Rams are going to kind of be somewhere in the middle, too. You know, I love Matthew Stafford, love this offense. You know, it's just kind of tough to tell what's going to look like on the other side of the ball here.
They really overachieved given their youth last year, yeah. And maybe that translates into experience and they pick up a well-deserved wild card.
Yeah, I could see a wild card offing
very easily. Yeah, it's the 49ers.
I have them as a wild card.
We're all on board with San Fran.
Yeah, give me San Fran.
So, NFC East, who is your Super Bowl pick?
Are you picking the New York Giants? Are you tipping your hand with saying the NFC East for your Super Bowl pick?
Did I say East? I meant the NFC.
Okay.
Out of the NFC. It won't be the NFC East. No one will be represented in the Super Bowl for years.
I mean, we got to see what the Eagles do at the back end of the season. I mean, and see if they basically shat upon themselves again. But I'm sorry, I'm a homer. I'm a homer, and it's a great day to be a 49ers fan to say the 49ers are going to go back.
Yeah.
And get the job done. A couple of my X factors for the 49ers are what happens with Ayuk. It looks like maybe that Pittsburgh trade is going to come in.
Yeah.
So does Pearsall kind of plug at least a little bit of that? Does Brock Purdy have another security blanket out there? Because that's the problem with letting Ayuk go, is Ayuk was Brock Purdy's security blanket.
Yeah,
I like that. They also have Juwan Jennings, who they brought back on a two-year. They paid him a pretty penny, so I think he's another guy that they can rely on in this offense. They have a lot of young wide receivers they took in the draft, too. So all in all, though, I think San Fran should be the favorite. But I'm actually going with the Philadelphia Eagles to get back to the Super Bowl here. Yeah, I just think I love Kellen Moore. I love Vic Fangio and what he can do on defense. He can take a defense with not a lot of talent and make them really good. And now he's got, you know, first round picks loaded all over that defense, you know, from, you know, the defensive line to the linebacker position to the secondary. I think they have a really easy schedule, too. They can end up, you know, kind of, I think I saw their schedule that I was like, man, they could easily go 8-0 to start the year. And I think that's going to be a good learning point for a young defense. And yes, towards the end of the season, it's going to be pretty tough, but I like that for teams, you know,
they went 10-1 last season.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, they did falter, but that's because coaching kind of just fell through, you know, injuries kind of fell through, unfortunately. But I think, you know, Philadelphia is going to be super balanced on offense. I mean,
right.
You took a really good offense and you added Saquon to that.
Yeah, and I mean, it's...
That's CMC going to the San Francisco 49ers, I think.
Eagles, Lions, 49ers. I mean, that's probably your one of those three.
So Carlos has Dolphins and Philly in the Super Bowl. Bob has the Ravens in San Francisco.
Time we beat them.
And I've got the Texans and...
The Giants?
Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions get over last year's heartbreak. Detroit Lions versus the Houston Texans.
That's crazy. Detroit makes it to the Super Bowl before Dallas does. Unbelievable.
We will revisit our picks mid-season. And then, of course, throughout the entire football year. So you guys have our Super Bowl picks. Tell us who you like. And if you really like someone we took, go to Vegas and do a futures bet on them.
My futures bet? France to win the gold in L.A. in 2028 in basketball.
Oh, everybody's on that gravy train right now.
I was on that gravy train 4 weeks ago. After the draft.
All right, fellas. Until next week. We out?
Yep. Jordan Childs, we love you.
O-H-I-O.